right, this next tune's a little rock and roll number that I'm quite sick of playing, but I'm going to play it anyway with all my heart for you guys. So, black little hearts we shall play with tonight. This is a song, when we first started playing acoustic music, I don't know what got into us, because we were rock and roll people, and then suddenly we were an acoustic band. We were abducted and probed, and somehow we became folk musicians for a little while. It was weird. It was in Tennessee, I think. Could have been Arkansas. So anyway, so there we were, playing acoustic guitars, playing folk music, and we were still playing the same punk rock clubs and rock and roll clubs we had always played. And in one particular gig in our, I think it was Tampa Bay or Orlando, Florida, the young lady who promoted the gig looked exactly like Keith Richards. She did. That's not a bad thing. There are worse looking women, I think, than Keith Richards. She looked just like Keith Richards, but not like Keith Richards in 1972 when he was, you know, beautiful and young and all that stuff. It was more like 87, 89 Keith Richards, you know? It was bad. And we all suffered in the 80s, I think, bad hair. Everyone who was here or around during the 80s can attest to that. Thank you for backing me up on that one. And maybe I'm the only one with bad hair in the 80s. I know Hector had bad hair in the 80s. So we wrote this song because she was, here's the deal. She followed us to get a little party after the gig. And we were playing probably a Stone song or something, and suddenly we heard this tremendous racket from behind us. And there she was, dancing gaily, and playing a pair of castanets, you know? But she had no sense of rhythm whatsoever. She was an arrhythmic Keith Richard looking castanet player. Which just sucks, you know? So I wrote this song, the chorus goes, "I like it better when she walks away," you know? And the deal about this song, I've heard many times, and I hate to relay this to you, this is probably why I don't like it, it's because of the story that I have to tell every time I play this. But it ended up on President Bush's top 10 iPod list in the New York Times. Which was insufferable. And we kind of hit out for a while, changed our names. We were Foreigner for a while, then we were Frog Hat. I think I ended up with Sticks, it didn't work, people wouldn't buy it. I couldn't hit those high notes, you know, so it was dry. I could get into the spandex, but I just couldn't hit the notes, you know? So, yeah, whatever. And, no, George and Laura. This goes out to George and Laura, everybody. God bless them. Okay, and so anyway, we stopped playing for a while, and we played it again because we knew he was leaving office, you know? We've had the Democratic National Convention, we opened up for Hillary Clinton, so I feel that we've been involved in this since. There we go, this always goes out to Mr. Joe Strummer. I miss Joe Strummer. I'm not afraid of the dark. Curfew, and I don't want to go over the curfew, because I really hate breaking the law, especially the Zoo law. But I know there's a young security guard out there by the name of Trish that'll kick my butt if we go. That's true. It would be kind of delightful, wouldn't it?